This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello! 7 after the hour, prepare to give you another hour of mind-boggling conversation, courtesy of D, J, and V, Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Follow our conversation on Twitter at DJ V Show, or on Facebook at, Facebook /DJ V Show. A lot of the focus is on this program on good news. Is it good news that U.S. teen births have hit another record low?
And that's great news.
The case, is it because teens are abstaining, or they have better use of birth control, or maybe a little of both? That, as you remember back to the days when both of you, Jennifer and Victoria, were in school, when young women and men were becoming sexually active, was there a lot of discussion about how to keep from getting pregnant?
Absolutely, yeah.
And did you share the information?
Really?
Jennifer says no. Victoria says yes.
In my circle, no. I mean, I went to Catholic school.
There you go.
Definitely part of, well, it was definitely part of, like, the curriculum.
Abstinence.
Practicing abstinence. But they also kind of taught about the different birth controls in my health class, which was interesting. But, because it's not necessarily what the Catholic Church, especially at that time, like endorsed.
Right.
But
I don't remember my
friends ever going, I'm on the pill. I'm you know what? Sure. We were late bloomers, though, and most of that didn't start for us till college, I guess, later.
That's because you were wearing bloomers. That's why you were late bloomers.
Correct.
Remember I told you the story of being in Nairobi, Kenya, at the Catholic school? There in that village where all the people, there were 200,000 people, not a village, but a section of town, where it was poor town, and they lived in cardboard boxes and corrugated shacks. And I told you a story about the 14-year-old girl that had 3 children and how they get pregnant. All these kids that are in these villages, because the men have no jobs, they have nothing to do. They sit around all day. They go collect the weeds and they make mash out of it, and they get high and they go chase these girls around and get them pregnant. So in this Catholic school, the Catholic Church had paid for a school. So I went into the classroom, and there was a cucumber on the teacher's desk next to the Bible. And the cucumber was there, and on the blackboard, this was the most mind-boggling experience. I know Richie's heard this story before. There were 2 desks, and the blackboard on one wall had the picture of the cucumber and how to put the condom over it. That's what they used the small cucumber for. And they also had a wooden penis on the desk, and they showed them how to do that. These are kids that are in the 6th and 7th grade. Wow. And then on the other wall, there was some story of Jesus. It was the most bizarre thing. And they taught in English. Pretty much everybody over there, they speak their local dialect, but they would teach, the Catholic Church was teaching, using English to teach these kids. But it was really, this is again, 6th grade, 5th, 6th, 7th grade. It was really bizarre. But it brings me back around to thinking about how we ought to do this here in our country. We're so backward when it comes to this stuff. Instead of teaching in health ed courses, as Jennifer was just talking about, that ought to be in junior high schools and high schools, part of biology, if you will, so that you learn how your body works. I remember these idiots on the school board here in Framingham. They took it out of, when I was teaching school, we had put a health ed curriculum in, and I was teaching part of it myself. And the school board wanted it taken out, and were successful in getting it out, because Joe Conlon, who was a member of the of the school committee at the time, this is 40-something years ago, said, "We don't want nobody teaching our kids how to do it." That was his. I never will forget that. Uh-huh. I remember sitting in the school committee meeting and listening to this guy who was a local firefighter. He got on the school committee because people were upset at what was going on in school. Everything was too liberal, too progressive. So they elected a couple of guys like him. "We don't want nobody teaching our kids how to do it." So that was the the health education. That was it. End of the day for that. Yep. Goodbye. Adios. Okay, let's see. What other good news?
That was good news.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, we also have a banned book list still, which
good.
You wouldn't think that that's a thing.
That was, that was this week. That was a big conversation this week, right?
Yeah.
All the books that are being banned, do you remember some of the titles? Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it a little bit. It's pretty ridiculous, some of this stuff.
Yeah, this year, a lot of books that deal with transgender issues are the ones that are being targeted.
Yeah. Right.
Which is bizarre.
I don't want no kid of mine learning about those queers. Oh. Right? That would be Joe Conlon.
Right.
Well,
right.
To be fair, transgenders aren't necessarily
queer.
Gay people or
right. That's true. Right.
Said.
But I think of the point I made this week was, how did somebody who's 8 years old know? But didn't we wrap it around that? It was an 8 year old.
Because we were talking about Modern Family this week.
A little
8 year old boy who technically was born a female, but identifies as male. And I watched the episode, and to see this little boy, you would never in a million years think that this was a girl. You would just go, "Yeah, that's a little boy." Like, you just would never question it. And this is not about, there are no hormones or anything like that. This is just how children who are transgender just they identify. They just know from a very young age.
I
was born in the wrong body.
To believe that. It isn't that I question that it isn't true. It just seems that that age is pretty hard to swallow the reality of somebody knowing that much about his or her sexuality.
Most kids aren't thinking about that kind of stuff but you know, we've done a great job of really sexualizing our young people, you know, making them think about these kinds of things. And look, whether or not this is something that starts when you're, you know, aware of it or not, I mean, it's interesting to see how early it's developing.
Yeah. I have two very close transgender friends, and both of them, one was born a female, one was born a male, and both of them said from the time that they have an earliest memory, they knew they were in the wrong body.
Really?
So, yeah, absolutely. And they both have now fully transitioned as adults, but there are no hormones or anything like that happening until you're, I think, 16 or 18. I mean, doctors aren't allowed to do anything. This is just, they've identified with the opposite sex. They just knew they were in the wrong body. They just felt like they just knew. I mean, it's like I have gay friends who said this, their earliest memory, they knew they were gay.
What did people 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago had the same thing going on? What'd they do about
it? They did. They had to live in secrecy. That's what the Danish Girl is about. That was the first transgender operation. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was, you know, people dealt with it. They dressed in drag or they did whatever they could in private to, you know, acknowledge that part of themselves. It wasn't that long ago. Look at Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner, and now Caitlyn has been saying for all these years that she had female underwear on under her suits and doing public speaking events.
So when he won the gold medal, the Olympic gold medal, he was wearing women's underwear?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe that's what got him to win.
There is an image for you, huh, Dougie?
Yeah, I know, right? At the time, he talked about it before his transition.
I could just see Jennifer sitting in her studio. She's now right on top of the microphone. There's an image for you, Dougie.
Don't make her sound creepy.
That's accurate. Creeper over here. Accurate.
Yeah. All right, 14 past the hour. The medical establishment is still largely in doubt. Maybe in the dark is a better way of putting it. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's on this program regularly, says that even though he's a cardiologist, a specialist in heart disease, there are a lot of people who still don't know what the nitty-gritty. He delivered a paper in Rome this summer about the effects, the myocardial effect of not getting blood to your heart that causes heart disease. There are a lot of people who are writing health alerts, trying to get people to, heart disease, number one killer in America. So how do you avoid the problem? Well, one of the ways you can avoid it is to make sure your vascular health, V-A-S-C-U-L-A-R, is as good as it can be. And the way to have optimal heart health depends on you getting more blood to all of your organs, not just your heart. And the way to do that is to use Super Beats. Super Beats works three times faster to give you the results of the whole text here. I can summarize what would be normally a 90 second conversation about Super Beats in pretty much one sentence. It's about blood flow. If you take Super Beats every day, you'll feel your energy, your stamina. Every single person on this program drinks Super Beats every day. Victoria does, Richie does, Jennifer does, I do. And they are, along with me, developing a stronger vascular system. Go beyond where you have been before. Have that healthy heart. 800-655-4183. Or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
This report is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Millions of Americans are affected by depression and other mental illnesses. With the new Find Your Words public health awareness effort, Kaiser Permanente encourages people across America to engage in conversations about mental health issues and reminds everyone there is hope. Mental health conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common and touch all of our lives directly or through
conditions like depression are treatable. Dr. Don Mordecai, a psychiatrist at Kaiser Permanente, joins us to discuss perceptions of mental health.
Depression and other mental health issues are common.
It's the new skinny. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. With all that we have to do during any given day, focus is crucial when it comes to staying healthy and keeping in shape. That's why a new book, Strong is the New Skinny, is commanding much attention. The premise is, building up strength in all quarters, from bone health to muscle strength, must take priority over the desire to live your life ruled by the bathroom scale. As a doctor, I agree. While maintaining a healthy weight is important, from the perspective of bone health, being too thin can be a serious risk factor for osteoporosis. And strong muscles are a must for maintaining inner strength and balance as we mature, since we all start to lose muscle mass after 40. Regular, varied exercise in concert with nutrient-rich diet and enough calories to keep strong is the only way to ensure that you will be the new black this season.
The Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from Canine Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
All right, so Jen. Governor Brown in California signed the Orca Protection and Safety Act. States
yes.
Orcas can still be used in educational shows, but can't be bred in captivity or used in theatrical performances. This sounds like a big deal, maybe.
Well,
you You know about RVs. You've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation. And man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com. Providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold-silver IRA.
A private storage gold-silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold-silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's get some music news in here. 23 change after the hour with DJ B, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here for you listening and dancing. Pleasure every hour. We have some music news that pertains to what many or all of us like musically. One way or another, we touch all of the tastes, just with references to what's going on in the music world. Here's a story from One Republic. What was once a dream, now a reality for them. They released their new collaborative sort of with Peter Gabriel called AI, which was inspired by a movie of the same name, Artificial Intelligence.
Yeah, the Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh!
And Haley Joel Osment was the little boy.
Oh, yes. Yeah, right. Okay, so the single out yesterday, they have their fourth studio album called Oh My My, which will be released this Friday. So what kind of coverage is this getting, Victoria?
This is huge for One Republic fans. I mean, this is a big band. This is one of the biggest bands out there. And their fans have been really waiting for a new album because Ryan Tedder, who's the lead singer, is also a prolific songwriter who's written for literally every single star out there. So he hasn't really focused on his own band for a long time.
Huh. That's the second time today we've used Tedder. We're talking about Tedder's as farm equipment earlier and now.
Oh, right.
Synchronicity.
T-E-D-D-E-R?
That's how it's spelled, same way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ryan Tedder of One Republic. All right, Jen, what do you think of this group?
I like him. I like him.
Funky.
Yes, Dougie. Funky.
It works well with Peter Gabriel because I'm a huge Peter Gabriel fan, and he hasn't done much recently. And he never collaborates with
anyone.
Did
he start with Chicago? Do I remember that?
Genesis.
He
was the weird guy in the costumes who started with Genesis, and then Phil Collins took over.
Who was the Peter that I'm thinking about?
Cetera.
That's it, right? Peter Cetera. All right, I didn't care much for him.
No.
I remember, he was like a Michael McDonald.
Yeah, he killed Chicago.
Yeah, right.
He killed Chicago.
He did. All right, next up musically, a focus on Damian Marley, who's Bob Marley's youngest son. Converted a California prison into a pot farm.
Oh.
With his Business partner Ocean Grown Extracts. Yeah, pretty good, right? So why do they have a prison that they're not using in California? I thought there was a big overpopulation.
Yeah, we need to be filling those puppies up, I know. My neighborhood alone, you're going to wrangle it.
Right. So Mr. Marley announced that he, with Ocean Grown Extracts, is converting this 77,000 square foot California prison into a cannabis grow space that will cultivate medical marijuana for state dispensaries. I'm looking into doing that.
That would be so cool. Yeah. Is it legalized in Massachusetts yet?
No. Well, medical marijuana, sort of.
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of. There's still a lot of people fighting about it. So let's see. This is the Prison to Pot Farm initiative.
It's a whole new farm to table experience.
Right. Yes, that's a good way of looking at it, actually. Claremont County. Where is Coalinga, California?
Coalinga.
Coalinga.
Is Claremont County North California?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It would be northern and inland.
Coalinga, yeah. California. Fresno County.
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah.
By the way, Gary Johnson just called. He's going to be looking for a job in a month. He said he could run
the
hot
farm
for you.
Help yourself.
He'll work for a product.
Right.
Uh-huh. Work for a puff. You know, they don't call it puffing. What do they call it?
You're thinking of tilt, but they don't really call it that anymore.
Vaping. No. Yeah.
What did Bill Clinton call it?
He didn't, because he didn't inhale.
Well, I mean, he had to jump in.
He tried, he said, right?
There's nothing about that stuff. I'd grow it on my farm because it'd be profitable, but I would never want to have it.
So you'd sell your soul?
No.
For the money?
Yeah. Not that at all. Sell rent on the farm.
Good news for seekers of get up and go. It's easier than ever to find decent ethanol-free gasoline. Until the E10 monkey is taken off our back,
you won't need much.
Find motorcycle-friendly gas stations today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Some people spend $2,500 on hopping up their bikes while feeding the poor motorcycle crappy gasoline that makes the engine perform like the timing's been retarded. Pure-gas.org lists over 10,000 American gas stations with at least one ethanol-free gas pump. Bikes with a compression ratio of 10 to 1 or less will run fine on fresh non-ethanol 89. Handle without it. Pure-gas.org. American Biker Minute. Pure-gas.org. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, tough economy, right? And no doubt we're afraid of what might happen. Lost jobs, lost insurance, lost benefits, lost marriages. But our natural fear is causing other problems. Here's the science of it. Fear serves a purpose. It protects us. But when the brain's fear system is active, two behaviors are turned off. First, exploratory activity stops in its tracks, and this is the wrong thing to do and allows the economy. Second, risk-taking is turned off. We're afraid we'll make things worse.
I don't have the courage. I can't do it. I can't do it.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Instead of avoiding, start exploring for new opportunities. Also, calculate your risks instead of avoiding them. Just because everyone else is caving to their fears doesn't mean you have to, too. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn. learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
No getting high. Well, I suppose we are high on life here. DJ V, Doug, Janet Victoria, joined now by psychic Victoria Bullis, who has a great website. She helps lots of people and has been for years and years and years. At Victoria Bullis, you can go to Twitter. We'll connect with her at DJ V Show. The story behind the story when it comes to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, Victoria. A lot of people want to know what it is that caused the breakup. What's going on with these two? What does your intuition tell you?
Well, they've been fighting for a long time, and things really changed when Angelina got her two big surgeries. And it did wreak havoc with your hormones. I take a look at every relationship question I get, neutrally, step back and see what's going on. It's never one person. There are always, you know, two people in the tango. And she has been feisty and nasty for a long time. And there were infidelities on both sides, for sure, and lots and lots and lots of fighting that just kept increasing. Now, I always go with what's meant to be. They were meant to take a break by this time, starting a few months ago, so they wouldn't end up in divorce court. This wasn't meant to be. And I do feel...
What wasn't meant to be? Their relationship or the divorce?
The divorce.
Divorce.
Really?
I feel there's about a 68% chance, I look at everything as percents of probability, that they will try to get back together because they really do love the kids and they do love each other.
How much
right
fear,
now it's a mess.
Okay. How much fear-based thinking is involved in either or both of their motivations?
Well, now there's definitely a lot of fear about what they're going to do with the rest of their lives and the kids. But it wasn't fear-based thinking that started. It was anger. And a lot of it had to do with Angelina's wacko hormones.
Well, she's in menopause. I mean, she's only 40, and having all those surgeries when she
right.
wrote that editorial,
yeah,
she's in menopause.
She lost her mammary gland, so there was, you know, that
she
aspect.
She has a full hysterectomy, yeah.
It was a partial hysterectomy. That would wreak havoc with anyone, and this happened within a couple of years of each other. And so it affected her sex drive.
Was that fear-based thinking? Doing what she did, a lot of people paid attention to it, thought that it was smart because she was taking action before the fact. But there was a lot of fear because of what her mother and I guess other people in her family had gone through with regard to breast cancer, right?
Well, that was about the surgeries, yeah, but about the divorce, it wasn't fear-based, it was anger-based.
Okay, let me ask you this. In your dealing with people, you talk to people every day, and much of what you talk about are relationship-oriented conversations. So how much trouble, and maybe you can tell me whether it's men and women, what percentage of men will call and say, I'm having trouble with my wife, she's going through menopause. Do men really understand what goes on with women that are having a sort of vicious hormonal attacks during menopause?
Well, you've got a couple of questions going on there.
Yes,
one, I'm smiling because I always say I've heard every question there is. Mm-hmm. But actually not one man, and I deal with a lot, almost 50-50, not one man has ever said, I don't know how to deal with my wife who's going through menopause.
Really?
So there's another question that I am wrong about. Men usually call me about relationships. I'd say 80%. The rest is about career. So men realize that they are in a stuck place. They might have tried some counseling or therapy and it didn't work. Or they hear me on the radio talking about relationships and they think, well, gee, she might be really fair to me and might be able to help me.
Hmm.
So it's usually they're usually driven by something. Men that have some compassion. I've dealt with lots of men who are afraid of their own temper that I've worked with, but usually they're men that are compassionate and they're just stuck. They weren't brought up, as men still aren't, to talk about their feelings, and that when they try to, they bungle it, and so on. So I forgot the second part of your question.
No, I think I've been dealing with women who have menopause. I think that you've answered, actually, what I want you to do that. I want to get this
Can
person
I ask
on
one
the
more
air.
Question before we move
yeah,
on about
ahead.
This?
Yeah.
So the relationship with Brad and Angelina started as a result of Brad Pitt cheating on Jennifer Aniston. Is it ever possible, even though you may
cheating
say this
on
is
Jennifer
the one,
Aniston or Angelina?
No, he was cheating on Jennifer Aniston with Angelina.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that's how their relationship got started.
Yep, yep.
Is it ever really possible if a relationship starts with that bad vibe of cheating, is it ever possible? Do you think it's sort of like a self-fulfilling prophecy here?
Or karma.
Karma.
Going to come around and bite them in the tush. Often happens, more often than not. Yeah, sometimes, though, I remember I looked at what's meant to be. Sometimes, from other lifetimes, someone is supposed to come in and break up a seemingly happy home because it happened to them in another lifetime. I don't judge anybody. It's just too obvious to me how complex everything is, and it's never about right or wrong in my book.
Mm. All right. 888.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely.
888-302-3684. Dean has a question for Victoria. All right, Dean, what's your question?
Hi, Victoria. Well, I'd like to know about a career change.
Okay, what are you doing currently?
I do physical therapy.
All right, yeah, I can see it's time for a change. What is it that you'd like to do? Or do you know yet?
I've been thinking for the past 2 years, I've been wanting to open a restaurant.
That seems like you're in the right move. It's the right move, but yeah, I can help you tweak what kind of a restaurant. What kind of restaurant do you want to get?
It would be a fast food.
Okay, I'm seeing one that's like a fast food, but a little bit better quality. Where are you, by the way, in the country?
Oh, I'm in Florida.
Perfect. I'm seeing a beach community. Well, of course, there are beach communities everywhere. That's what Florida's made of, except for Orlando.
You need a psychic to find a beach community in Florida. That's cute.
And one where it's a lot of Hispanics and people from the Caribbean and a lot of families versus the, you know, older retirement communities.
Mm. So East Coast of Florida.
And so you can do it in the next year.
All right, Dean, I hope that helps you out a lot. Victoria, thank you for your help. Victoria Bullis at Victoria Bullis. In a moment, we're going to find out how to build fabulous costumes and celebrate Halloween on a budget. Up next here.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
This is Doug Steffen. Many of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating and Super Beets. Super Beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I have ever experienced. Why is that? Because of the blood flow. Blood flow. Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide, which makes the blood flow through your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and blood pressure levels. Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates to specifically help with blood flow and circulation. Get the blood to your muscles, your heart, and your brain. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. Comes with your first order. Dial 800-655-4183. Feel the results or get your money back. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com to order.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have to move fast in business. Gotta go, go, go.
Well, then you need to see the all-new redesigned HP OfficeJet Pro printers.
Are they fast?
They're lightning fast and deliver two-sided prints, which saves you time and money. You can even print from your smartphone.
Sounds perfect.
And now at Staples, you can save up to $100 on one.
Fast, efficient, and I save money? So I can relax.
I can see the tension melting.
Yep, gotta go.
Away. Now save up to $100 on a fast new HP OfficeJet Pro. And save every day on ink and toner. Staples. Make more happen.
For limited time, see store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn, they're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,200 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and mapped my whole route on their website. Now, that's a game plan.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures based on annual sales.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
45 past the hour. Time for us to meet Yvette Rios, who is a lifestyle expert, does a lot of work on television. She's working through the situation that we find ourselves in. I was talking earlier, Yvette, about how much of this is prevalent in all of the stores. It's October, costume month. Yeah. But interestingly enough, it's Goodwill's highest sales month. So I guess we put these two things together. A lot of people are going to Goodwill and other thrift shops to come up with costumes that are cool and aren't expensive. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. So, you know, as you mentioned, October is our biggest sales month of the year. And it's really, we've kind of become like the Halloween authority. And for the third year in a row, we've conducted a national Halloween poll to kind of figure out what are the big trends around Halloween. Mm-hmm. And what we're finding this year is that 57% of people prefer DIY Halloween costumes over store-bought. But we just want to make it easier for people to create their own costumes without having to spend a lot of money or really, you know, get out the sewing machine and do lots of craftiness.
All right. So once we get beyond the masks of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, what's being, what are people creating that's fun?
Well, I think, you know, as far as our poll, you know, we were able to find out that the classics are still very much around. So the witches, the pirates, the vampires are still really popular. For men, zombies are one of their top number two costume. They love zombies. And zombies are great because you can literally turn anything into a zombie. So you can be a zombie princess. You can be a zombie bride. You can be, you know, I one year was a woman who just got out of the shower, and I was like a zombie, you know, housewife out of the shower. So, I mean, you can kind of take any costume, even stuff that you would have in your own closet, and just add a little makeup and become a zombie version of yourself.
Really? A zombie?
I'm sure there's a slutty zombie out there somewhere, too, right?
Have to be.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Believe it or not, the super, we would say, like, sexy / slutty costumes are becoming less and less popular. So millennials are totally not into the sexy Santa costume
They've
idea.
Gotten pretty ridiculous. Like, the sexy hot dog, like, that's just not hot, you know?
No, it's so ridiculous. So 63% of people disapprove of the sexy version costumes, and then 69% of Gen Xers and millennials. So it's getting less and less popular, which I'm grateful for because, I mean, it's October. You need more clothes on.
And no one needs to see a slutty pufferfish on Halloween.
No.
So Goodwill commissions a Halloween poll every year to figure out what is going to be the trend. That's where this information is coming from. And the information is public today. You can get it at goodwill.org. There's probably a lot of ideas there, I'm going to think of it. There are a lot of people that are trying to come up with something. I don't know why people, listen to me, don't save the costumes and use the same one year to year. Who's going to remember?
Hey, wait a minute. No, I mean, I do save my old costumes because I figure, you know, I will wear them, you know, eventually I'll be invited to some party where people didn't see me before. So I don't think there's any shame in keeping them. But frankly, you know, I think it's the one day out of the year where you can be, you know, a bit of an alter ego. You can be crazy. You can be out of the box. And so I'm all for that. I think our society is, like, you know, very restrictive, and why not have a little fun during Halloween? So I personally, I'm a huge fan.
One of the things that one might also think about is getting decorations, not just clothing, but decorations at Goodwill. So, again, go on to their website for some ideas, goodwill.org/Halloween. Thanks very much, Yvette Rios, for being here with some good ideas. People all want to save money and be creative. This is the way to do it. It's 10 before the hour, the helpful DJV program.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan Linden. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
It's travel time. This week in travel, courtesy of our friend Pauline Frommer. Yes, that name is the name that is so significant in travel circles around our country and around the world. Frommer's Travel Guide has been published for years and years and years. You can find it at Frommer's.com. So Pauline's going to bring us through traveling around America and some of the locations maybe you can find. I found quite a good deal going to London in a couple of weeks. The prices going to Europe have dropped significantly. Is it the same going to Asia? We'll find out in a moment here.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. High up in the mountains of Utah, we met with Robert Redford, who's showcasing his Sundance channel to educate about global warming.
And now we're looking at an issue like global warming, for which there is now measurable data. And what's really going to make this issue work before it's too late are the people that see the issue presented to them. It's certainly not the federal government who's ignoring it at great pain and cost to the country. It's going to be the people, when they get the information, that are going to get active. And
we all act now, all over the planet. It really can get better, right?
If we all come together and act.
Even the networks now are realigning to get the message out. Must be something to it. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
55 past the hour now as we talk travel with Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com. The things I'm looking at, your fall foliage guide, actually, at Frommers.com. The New York City appeal. I don't know. I say this lovingly. I'm thinking you're a New Yorker. Why would anybody want to go to New York in the fall? Christmas I get, and other, but there's no tree unless you go to... Yeah, I suppose you go down to the park.
Have you heard of my backyard called Central Park?
Okay, so Central Park. Yeah, but you can see, spend the same dough and see a lot more leaf peeping if you go northern to New England.
This year is going to be rough for fall foliage. We have drought conditions here in New England, and that means that it's going to be very, very brilliant in the small patches where you actually see colors, but there's going to be less trees that are going to turn. A lot of them are just going to go from green to dried up and brown. Yeah. So this may not be the best year for fall foliage, and New York City, to be fair, has more green spaces, by which I mean parks, than any other city in the United States.
And more and more people are growing gardens on their roof too, Pauline. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm living in New York City. I can go out to my roof, get a garden. But when you do a fall foliage vacation, you want to plan a trip that isn't just going to be leaves, especially this year because the leaves are going to be spotty. So you want to go to a place where there's history, where there's maybe cider making, where there's fun things to see and do beyond the leaves.
Yeah, that is fun. The cider trips are great fun, and it does explore great parts of the Northeast if you can do this, and sometimes the upper Midwest as well. All right, let's move to, as we get into October, there are a number of Oktoberfest traditions and locations. Where are the best Oktoberfest festivals? Do you have an opinion on that?
Oktoberfest is traditionally celebrated in September, at least in Germany.
Yeah.
So you missed it.
Yeah.
But actually, in the U.S., we're not at that traditional. So you can go to places like New Braunfels, Texas, which has one of the biggest Oktoberfests in the United States, believe it or not, because they have a huge German immigrant population.
Yeah. The size of the pretzels. And those the beer mugs and the pretzels. My God, look at the size of some of those things. Woo!
Everything's bigger in Texas.
I think you're right about that. That's what I've heard.
Even Oktoberfest.
Right. So, and now people, as much as I want to wash my mouth out with soap when I say this, there are a lot of ski packages being promoted now for the wintertime. I'm going to not say any more and let you tell us the resorts where people can make good reservations this early.
You can make good reservations this early pretty much anywhere because nobody knows what the skiing is going to be like yet. You know, there's no snow. And last winter was a pretty, not a great season. So,
yeah, it was.
Yeah, bleak. So, I mean, to be fair to the ski resorts, they've gotten a lot better at making snow.
Yes.
So go to a site like Skitopia.com or Liftopia, sorry. They often have really great lift ticket discounts on ski resorts around the country. But I'd say wait, because what's the fun of a ski vacation without snow?
That's a good point. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.